Well, it's been very mixed year, really, to tell you the truth. You know, in our line of business, the kind of prices increases on a weekly or monthly basis, you know, and it was very hard to keep track of things, but we've been able to keep steady enough overall, and we've had a fairly good customer base built up over the last while, so, you know, they've stayed loyal to the shop, so we're happy enough with everything.
Great, and then just into this Christmas period, how have turkey sales been?
Turkey sales have actually been up now, I think, in the last year or two. Surprisingly enough, you thought maybe with the bird flu that was around and everything, maybe it had gone down, but it actually has increased a bit, so that's good to see anyway, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just going to ask that. Like, there doesn't seem to be a fear that bird flu is kind of affecting you or anything like that.
No. Well, at this stage, they're all dead now anyway, so I don't think they can get any worse. It had been out there all right, but happily, there seems to be enough turkeys in the country to keep everybody happy for Christmas Day.
So. Oh, yeah. And then I suppose, like, what's your thoughts then on maybe butcher counters and supermarkets maybe taking away from people like yourselves?
Well, like, you know, that issue has been there for as long as I've been in this job anyways. And, I mean, obviously you're not going to compete with them when they put on special offers. But I have to say, like, you know, as I said earlier, the customers have remained loyal to us all the time. Like, and they know they're getting quality. They know where it comes from. We've our own abattoir only out the road there. So, I mean, like, they all know it's local stuff and they like to support their own. So it's great.
And I suppose with places, people like the Mercosur deal, and you have meats coming in from places like Brazil.
Yeah.
Like, how do you think that'll affect you? Kind of, will it undercut you in terms of prices and all that? Or?
Well, I'm not sure just exactly how it'll affect us yet. Now, if it does come through, I think it'll affect the price of cattle, you know, and bring them back down to maybe previous levels there. I think it might affect the farmer more than it'll affect us. It'll probably leave things a little bit cheaper for us to buy anyways. And we'll just have to wait and see what comes of it first. There's a lot of regulations and stuff that aren't being kind of here to out in South America that we have to regulate very strictly here, so it'll be interesting to see what to come up with. But same as any of those political things, money talks for them fellas, and that's all that matters, really.